first of all, just what can you tell us about this event coming up on May 3rd?
Well, I don't know a whole lot yet about it. This is the first annual Kathy Simmons 5K, and it's to raise awareness for domestic violence and abuse. I believe WIRC there in Macomb is doing all of the work, spearheading the campaign and the program. We're really hoping that it's something that sticks in Macomb, really benefits the whole area with Western Illinois, and it really helps to raise some awareness for the community. I lived in Macomb from 2000 to 2008, coached at Macomb High School, the cheer program there, went to school at Western, and Macomb has been a fantastic, fantastic supporter of our family, of anything to do with domestic violence since my mom's passing. We have many, many great friends that still live there. I don't, unfortunately, get to come back very frequently and visit, but you know, I just can't say enough about the community being so supportive, both through the hospital, with other businesses, as well as friends, families, and friendships made through the high school, Western, and such in the community. So it's we're very, very thankful and very happy that this has kind of come to fruition, for lack of a better way to say it.
Will you be here on May 3rd?
I will be there. I'll be coming in Friday evening after I get out of teaching school, and we'll probably spend the whole weekend, and you know, we'll be excited to catch up with as many people that are in town as possible.
Why 11 years after your mother's passing did you decide to proceed with this?
Well, my sister has been very involved at Western with Take Back the Night as a speaker, and as well as a speaker for other items that have gone on at WIU. I have attended Take Back the Night a couple times before while I still lived in Macomb, and it's really her doing. She's been very advantageous to bringing awareness to the community, just because it was a community that really did help us so greatly. Without the help of the doctors and nursing staff at McDonough District Hospital, we probably wouldn't have had the outcome with my father's trial and information that was brought forward. We wouldn't have had that if we weren't in the community of Macomb. So lots of great people there. My sister's done a lot of the work with WIRC, as well as groups at WIU, made great relationships and friendships there. And I'm kind of along for the ride at this point, but have been contacted to be doing some more work in the future with keeping this 5K going, and you know, speaking at other events that they're searching for someone for. So, you know, it's been 11 years. That doesn't make it any easier to attend the event, but sometimes it just takes time to get funds and ideas and time together for a whole cohesive unit to work and make something produced like this possible.
How old were you when your mother passed?
Oh, gosh. I think I was 23, 24. So it was 2003. So I'm not so great at math.
All right. Did you and your siblings live in fear when you were growing up, fear of your father and what he might do?
We really did. But, you know, I wrote an editorial to the newspapers earlier this year, and, you know, I entitled it something to the effect of, you know, being a great actor. And I think people who live with abuse or things in the home that they don't want others to know, you really become a great actor. You learn to be normal. You learn to put on a good show, smile even when things aren't okay. You know, we did have a very unpleasant childhood frequently. Many people in our small town of Burnside and Carthage, you know, tried to intervene and help, but unfortunately couldn't get the help that we needed. And, you know, my mom unfortunately had to succumb to the severe torture. That's the only way I can explain it that we were all experiencing at that time. And it was a very unpleasant time of our lives.
As you look back, do you feel she also had to be a good actor?
Yeah, you know, and I think it's embarrassing, you know, when you have something like that that you can't control, and you've got a partner or a husband or a wife that maybe, you know, gosh, you know, can't hold their alcohol, or, you know, is abusive to your children or abusive to your spouse. That's not something that a lot of people want to talk about and don't really care to share. And that's what we're really trying to bring forth, is that, you know what, it happens in every town, every community, every household, you know, may have a sister, a father, a friend, a neighbor. It's happening in Macomb. And a lot of people just won't acknowledge it and talk about it. And we want people to know that if you're the friend or a family member of someone who's living this life, you have to help step in and give them the confidence and give them the ability to know that they are supported and they can move forward from it with support. They're not alone in the venture of trying to get away from it or change the situation.
How would you suggest someone go about doing that?
Well, there are probably many different ways to approach it clinically. You know, I think from a friend standpoint or family standpoint, is just acknowledging, you know, confronting the person who the abuse is coming to and saying, hey, I'm noticing this. I know you may not want to talk about it right now, but I want you to know that I notice. Sometime if you're ready and you're ready to discuss it, I would love to help you. I'm not going to force you to do it. And, you know, just know that that support is there, and supporting your friends and family makes such a huge difference in allowing them to come forth with items that aren't always so pleasant to talk about.
What can you tell us about your mother?
You know, gosh, I think everybody looks at their mom and, you know, has great, awesome memories and things. But, you know, I think about my mom all the time. There's things in every single day that I find, whether it's, you know, I say things that she said as a kid and I think, oh my gosh, I'm turning into my mom. Or, you know, I'm 35 now and my mom was 45 when she was killed. And I'm, you know, I think, gosh, I'm only 10 years away from where she was. And I'm a step parent with a 16-year-old and a 12-year-old. And, you know, how would my mom have, you know, addressed the situation, you know, with my own kids? And it's, I just look back with really awesome memories of, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have a lot of things, but I'm just so thankful and blessed for my mother and my grandparents for, you know, instilling certain values of, you know, hard work, trying to be successful, and success is not measured by the money and the cars that you have or the house, or, you know, it's by the things that you do for others and how you make other people feel. And that's one thing that I really think exemplifies my mom. You know, she's a nurse and she really committed her professional career to being in a hospital setting and helping those people who needed help, whether it were, you know, emotional help if she had to work on a floor that required that, or if it was just physical help, or even those folks who were in the last few days of their lives, you know, being that supportive, loving, caring, and understanding person that they needed to get through that difficult time. And, you know, it's very difficult to think back on what we went through, but, you know, I think back with really, really great memories of the springtime, throwing the windows open. She'd clean the house from top to bottom. We'd have the Supremes, you know, blaring on some old junky stereo that we had in the house. And people think that that's kind of goofy, but you know what, for me, that's a really happy memory. You know, we'd all do it together. So I think back and I look back with a lot of love and see that even though she's gone, the things she instilled in us really did stick, and they really do mean something to my life, because I find myself doing a lot of the same things that she did when I think back.
So you feel she lives on in you and perhaps your siblings.
Yeah, I really do. And all three of us are very different. We have three very different personalities, but, you know, we take three different aspects of growing up in the same household and apply it to different portions of life. And like I said, we're all three different. So, you know, it's not exactly the same, but, you know, I'm just very thankful for, hard to say, but I am thankful for the way that I was raised and where I did grow up, because it taught me to be a stronger person.
You said you think about her every day. Did that help inspire this memorial walk and run?
You know, like I think, like I said earlier, that was really my sister's doing. I have always wanted to come up with something, but living in Bloomington, which is, you know, a good distance from Macomb, and it's not an easy route to get back to Macomb. And I don't have a lot of the connections that my sister does with Western and WIRC, but I've always wanted to do something, and I'm glad she kind of jumped in, as well as Becky Cox from WIRC and some folks at Western, to really advocate this program really in McDonough County and get something going. I think this is just the start, and we will only be more successful and bigger and louder from this point forward.
Why would you encourage someone to participate in this event, the Memorial Walk and Run?
You know, even if you don't know someone who is living in an abusive situation, whether it was domestic violence, they were abused as a child, whether it be physical or emotional abuse, just standing together as a community, which I think Macomb is a great community that really instills that in its members. It's a great place for people to just get out, come together, and stand up and say, hey, we didn't really know that this much was going on, but gosh darn it, we're going to learn more about it, and we're going to step forward. And, you know, don't quote me on it, but I believe the funds are going to stay with WIRC to keep domestic violence education going in the community.
Is there anything else you would like people to know about this event or about your mother?
You know, even though it's been 11 years and it's very distant from a lot of people, there are so many great people that are in Macomb that just mean the world to me. Kids that I coach, their families that still reside there. I think it's just a great event for everyone to get together and acknowledge that, you know, we were hurt as children. My mother was ultimately killed by my father, and, you know, we didn't talk about it. People didn't really know until it happened. And it's, like I said earlier, it's such a supportive, forward community that I think if people step out and take part, they'll learn a lot more about themselves as well as their neighbors and the community that they live in. And they may never hopefully have to ever experience violence or abuse in any setting, but being out there and supporting those people that they don't know makes a huge difference to the people who have lived that life.
Do you have a feeling at all whether people today, 11 years later, are more willing to talk about this issue and speak out or step in when they see something happening?
I believe so. Like I said, I work in education. I work with special needs students here in the Bloomington area. And, you know, there's so much more going on in the world with especially bullying, child abuse. Domestic violence does fit into that category as well. And I feel like with social media, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, people who may not be able to speak face-to-face with someone still have an outlet to express their feelings or express what's going on. And I think, I do think we have so much more awareness brought to the world than we did 11 years ago.
All right. I think that should do it, unless you want to add anything else.
No, I'm just, like I said, I'm just so thankful and honored, for lack of a better term, just honored to have, you know, this be in my mother's memory and for us to be involved with this inaugural annual event. And, you know, it's it's just very touching to me to have people remember my mom, and even people who don't know her or didn't ever know her, to come support us and support the cause.